Cashback saves you money on all your online shopping. Woolworths Online, Amazon, Maya, sorted. Visit shopback.com.au.
It's Tuesday, which means...
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
Now, Fev is a self-appointed judge here, Evie, but I'm sure he will welcome your thoughts on these performances.
Yes, of course.
Thank
I will.
You.
James in Rye is good to go. He's a waterproofer in Rye, guys, and he is ready to rock.
Morning.
Morning, James.
Hi, James.
How's Rye going? What a beautiful part of the world.
It is, mate. Sure is, Fev. Have you been coming down much, mate? Or?
Yeah, I've been getting down there a little bit, but more summer.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my rig out with me budgie smugglers. Oh, there's a whale. There's a whale.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. You're looking great.
The old dad bod's in at the moment, mate. You got it on.
There we go. Thank you, James.
They're always in.
He's going to perform Bruno Mars for us, guys. It's a nice choice, isn't it?
Great song.
Serenade us, James.
James, take it away,
my friend.
Sing
it to Evie.
Sing it to me.
Oh, her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
Oh,
yeah,
I know
when I compliment her, she won't believe me. It's so sad things that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say...
What do you say?
Chorus.
Oh, you're okay, John?
Yeah. Yeah. Sing the chorus! Sing the chorus, mate!
When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. 'Cause you're amazing, just the way you are.
Oh, James.
Oh, wow. No, that's lovely. Enough, but thank you.
Well done, James.
Beautiful.
Waterproofer.
That was long, but good.
We're going to cross to Cranbourne, where Aaron the Scaffolder is standing by, Fev.
Good morning, Azza.
Good morning, Fev.
What are you going to sing? And Evie's here too.
Hello, Aaron.
Good morning, Evie. How are you?
Good. How are you? Evie's voice on point.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We don't know either.
Scaffolder, what are you going to sing for us today, Azza?
April Sonic Cuba.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Evie, about this song.
Yep.
At Fev's Barley Bucks, Fev got up in front of about 5,000 people at Finn's Beach Club and performed this drunk.
I'm not as well, but not in front of 5,000 people.
Yeah, I can't even remember.
Yeah, of course you can't.
Oh, that's right, because Daryl wouldn't let us get up with him, and we pretty much put the whole show on for him.
You performed it with Shannon Knoll.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Knollsy and I. Ooh,
here we
geez,
go.
What a combo.
Take it away, Aaron.
Okay. I'm tired of the city lights. Summer's on the run.
Yes, Aaron.
People tell me I should stay, but I got to give my fun. Catch you in the alleyway, talking about my childhood.
Oh, he's good.
Talking about JFK, and we pray. Teach up that
yes,
take
Aaron.
Me to the Expo Center in Cuba. Oh, ho.
Yes.
Take me where the Expo song don't treat me. So right.
Oh, Azza, well done.
Oh, Aaron, that was great. You got quite a few words wrong, but I didn't mind because the passion was incredible.
Cool. Could be our early clubhouse leader. We've got one more, though, here. This is our plumber, Jordan, who is a Vanessa Carlton man.
Geez, we're all down the peninsula here. We've got Jordan from Lang Warren. Good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, not bad. You've obviously said what you're going to sing.
Very emotional one.
Take
Jordan's
it away, Jordan.
Voice is going to really do this justice, isn't it? Come on, Jordan.
Probably not. Here we go.
You ready?
We're ready, mate.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, finishes past, and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, making my way through the crowd. Because I need you, and I miss you. Now I wonder, if I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass us by? 'Cause you know I walk 1,000 miles, could just see you tonight.
Oh. He did the piano parts. I mean, he did it all, didn't he, Evie?
Well
he
done.
He did all the bits. That was brilliant. Okay. Brilliant.
Yes. Tough decision. They were pretty good. What would you have said, Evie?
Oh, absolutely, Vanessa Carlton, Jordan. Just that he went high-pitched and everything.
Really? Aaron, well done. You win.
Aaron? You've ignored what Evie said.
I just asked what Evie thought.
Take me.
He was very good.
Congratulations, Aaron.
He was very
Thank
good.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Aaron. Thank you very much.
Jordan, when you're not at that Mexican restaurant, just know that Evie did. You at least know that Evie liked you.
Yeah.
Well done. It's Aaron from Cranbourne going to El Camino Cantina, located at 222 Brunswick Street, Fitzroy. He is the voucher to have dinner there.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Tuesday.
Even though he is all the way over there in Bologna, Italy, he still fulfills his Husey Tuesday commitment. That is an unbelievable display, I reckon.
Yes, Husey. Good morning, good afternoon.
It really is.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening here in Bologna. And Evie, welcome to the team. You sound
Thank
fantastic.
You.
Oh, who's that? Is that Kate Langbrook? Oh. Is she pissed?
No, Kate Lambrook's not here, but there's a number of people, including Carrie Bigmore.
Oh, Carrie.
Hang on.
I'm so jealous.
It's all happening here.
Yeah, you're on a big junket.
A big night.
Everyone's having a big
junket,
night.
Mate. But with 20 listeners, we're on top of the hill here in Bologna at a massive party, and, it was all good. Although I nearly died. I've got to tell you, guys, I nearly died just before I left the hotel. Never sit on a glass coffee table.
No, I could have told you that.
Good tip. Thanks, mate.
Did you go straight through it?
I went straight through it. I got stuck. A full glass coffee table shattered underneath me.
Oh,
and
no.
I ended up stuck in the frame of it thinking, am I dead?
Sounds like me on a Mad Monday.
Do I move? It's like, do I move? If I move, will a shard go straight through me?
Right.
Or just wait here till the morning and the housekeeping can fix me up. So it was very stressful.
Are you cut?
I'm not cut. I thought I was.
Well,
I'm not cut.
He might be cut.
Hey, Husey, how did your flight over go, bro?
Mate, I went economy, Fev.
What's it like down there?
Mate, you wouldn't know, mate. You'll go back there one day, mate. You just watch it, all right?
Did you have an opportunity to go better than economy, though, Husey, or what?
Mate, on one leg, I had a chance to upgrade. It was going to cost $700, and I did not want to pay the money.
You're a tight ass.
Kick it out in economy.
Put your wife up there.
I'm a tight ass. No, but she's coming next week, because that's the problem. I only booked economy because the whole family was meant to be coming with me. And they're not coming for another week now, so I ended up with my one ticket, and I still went economy.
So you didn't part with $700 to sit in business?
Just lie in business.
Yeah. There was only one leg, though, to be honest. That was only the first leg, so it had been both legs I would have paid.
Wow.
There we go. So there's Husey.
Husey, when I came back from the jungle, I was with Shane Crawford on the same flight, and he gave up his business seat for his wife.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy, Croft.
He just copied me. I did that when I come back from the jungle.
I've done that as well. I gave up my business seat to a pregnant woman once. So, yeah, where are our medals? Why don't we get ordered?
Well, Husey, because I'd been in the jungle for 50 days, so I thought to myself, because they obviously fly over business, I go to Alex, you flew over with the three kids, I'll sit down in economy, which was right next to the bloody toilet. I was in the worst seat of all time. And I said to Al, you have a nice relaxing time in business. I sit there and I watch five movies. She comes down and she said, hun, I don't think I can have business. It's a waste. I can't fall asleep. And I said, mate, you've been asleep for 12 hours. She didn't even realise she was asleep.
She didn't even know.
Exactly, right? So you're a good guy.
Where's my medal?
You should all wear medals.
A stack of... Does anyone want to say anything to the gang?
What's the other... I can't understand what he's saying. What's going on
here? I can't wait to listen to Carrie and Tommy this morning. They sound hammered.
13 past 7 here at the Fox.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
So, Evie, you're up in Sydney, so you're probably not across this, but the AFL went to extraordinary lengths on the weekend at Marvel Stadium, where they employed behavioural awareness officers to walk up and down the aisles of people that are screaming out to the players and the umpires. And
oh, it sounds like Sydney.
Yeah, and then they kick them out if they're too vocal.
That sounds like Sydney. You're just always getting in trouble up here for something like that.
Well, this guy, there was a Hawthorn supporter I heard on Talkback yesterday just saying that Hawthorn kicked a goal. And he screamed out, bloody about time, come on Hawks. He was a Hawks supporter, and the guy come down, the behavioural awareness officer, and said, if you keep going like that, sir, you're going to get ejected.
What?
What?
And he said, I'm going for my side, which is extraordinary because I used to play football, Evie. I'm not quite sure that you knew, but oh God, I'll send you some highlights.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I used to love the banter that the supporters give because I played in the goal square, so therefore I could hear the crowd.
Oh, you could hear them.
And I got abused, I got spat on, got called every name under the sun. But I loved it.
It's a part of the game,
right? It's a part of the game. It's been going on for 150 years. But now they want to kick everyone out.
That's weird. Oh, nanny state.
Yeah, it is very nanny state-ish. We went them, didn't we, on the show yesterday, Fev? Not just you, but Fief, callers. It was pretty hardcore leaning towards get rid of these behavioural officers as far as our show was concerned.
Yes, and I set out to the AFL and said that this needs to stop. And Gil McLaughlin and the people in the AFL hierarchy there at AFL House down in the Docklands needed to do something about it. And overnight, Gil McLaughlin, he must have listened to the show.
He does, yeah.
He
must have listened to the show. He said, it hurts me that our fans are feeling intimidated because the fans felt intimidated that they can't support. And he says, I'm sorry for that. And they feel intimidated. If people are feeling threatened, we obviously will listen to them. I'm appalled, he said to the Herald Sun yesterday. So I think they're going to eject.
Result.
They're going to inject the behavioural officers.
Who's going to kick them out?
Yes. Can we all kick them out?
Because there's a very famous super fan called Joffa. He's a Collingwood supporter and he stands behind the goals and he puts on the yellow jacket. He's like one of the biggest supporters in Australia, well known. He's going to boycott all games and he's called out to all the other fans because at the end of the day, AFL football is a fans game. Without the supporters and without the injection of the money from memberships, the AFL wouldn't happen. They'd be playing in front of no one. It'd be a bit like the NRL players.
Yeah,
they play in front of no one.
That's it. They do.
Yeah. So a good move by Gil. So hopefully this week when they go out, there won't be those behavioural officers. Supporters can be supporters.
Yep.
People can have a pot at the umpires because the umpire, it all started from when an umpire who had a bald head walked out and they said, well, he's a bald. That's obvious.
What do they call him?
They called him a bald-headed flog and he blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, look, that's just what you get called if you're a bald-headed flog.
101.9 The Fox.
I know Evie's also a keen pet owner, and there was a story that that got your attention, Evie.
It did. I have a lot of dogs, and they're mostly foster dogs and foster fails, the ones that I can't move on or don't want to move on. But I just heard that Samantha Jay, you know, the singer, she spent $600 on a designer dog bowl.
Wow.
Just quickly, how many dogs have you got in the house? Just because we can't just breeze over that.
At the moment, I've got three.
Three. What's the most you've had?
Eight.
Whoa.
Eight dogs at once.
Yeah, it was a lot.
What happens at feeding time?
I think I definitely overcommitted.
What happens at feeding time with eight dogs?
It's a feeding frenzy. It becomes feeding frenzy. No, it's great. You know, it doesn't matter if you have one or more. Dogs are pack animals, so they just do what the pack does. So if you're the alpha, they'll just all sit the same time.
Yeah,
if
I get
you
it.
Run, they'll all run. Dogs are amazing.
Yeah, I understand.
Why do you get it? How do you get it?
I'm the alpha.
What do you lead this team? Do we all sit when you tell us to sit?
Well, if I said sit now, you'd probably have to.
That would be weird.
We're all sitting.
I'm sitting anyway. Now, mate, I watched your Insta story. I watched your Insta story yesterday, and it's very wet in Sydney, and you took your dogs out, and they were playing in puddles. And I thought to myself, well, how do you get them into the car? Like, what do you do? Like, do you have to bath them or dry them down? It just looked really annoying.
Yeah.
And you were building them up to go jump in the puddles. You knew what
I love it. I let them. I encourage it. Get in there and, you know, get dirty.
Right.
No, I have an actual different car for the dogs.
Oh, come on.
A dog car.
So you just brought up Samantha Jade, who has a $600 bowl, but you have another car for your dogs.
That's way worse than the bowl. That's way
worse.
Do you
think? Well, no, yes. It's a really cheap car. What? Like, it's a little bomb.
Well, if it's under 600, it's cheap. But if it's over 600, you're winning.
Yeah, look,
well, she only got one dog bowl for 600. I can get 8 dogs in my car.
All right. Look, let's see how we go here. Well, yeah, what have you purchased?
Let's unpack that.
Well, we will, but let's see if we can beat that. What have you purchased for your pet? Yeah. We'll start with a $600 dog bowl from popular singer Samantha Jade. We have a separate dog car here
that
with Evie.
I bought for $2,000.
Well, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, I got one of my Gogglebox payments, which is not much. That was about it. Yes, it was. I said, I'm gonna buy my dogs a car.
A dog car.
Well, at least your dogs will know. I suppose when you hop into your dog car, is it a bit like Dumb and Dumber? Does it look like a dog?
I want it to, though. Yeah, I want
like
it,
Lloyd?
Yeah. I really want that.
All right, well, let's see how we go, because people do spend a lot of money on their pets, guys. So let's see if we can beat $600, or in your case, $2,000. 13, 10, 60. What have you bought for your pet that seems a bit expensive? Other people might not understand your purchase the way we don't understand an entire car just for pets.
Well, yeah, people buy shoes that are much more, much, much more.
Does your car stink?
No, well, probably.
The dog car? I can't believe this.
That is disgusting. 101.9 The Fox. We found a story in the news. Sam Jade, the singer, spent $600 on a dog bowl, which seems a little bit excessive.
Ooh, we thought.
She only puts Evian in it.
Okay, but we thought so. And then our very own Evie Jones has revealed what, Fev? That
She's old two cars, Evie. One just for driving around to go to functions and another one for the dogs.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, a stinky one.
This is also ridiculous. Gemma in Noble Park has given us a call with her dog purchase. Gemma.
Morning, Gem.
Hi, Jem.
Good morning.
What have you brought your dog?
So it wasn't myself, but my friend's mum actually bought a $200 dog pram.
A dog pram?
Come on.
You've done that. That's a ridiculous product category. A dog
is particular prams as well. They can't put children in them. I have one. What? For my late departed Leonardo Avocado, but I only bought it for $60 off eBay, and it was brand new. They're very, very good. But $200, I wouldn't spend $200.
Please, let Fev speak.
Hang on a second. And Gemma, now, I don't have a dog because Mia's allergic to animals, but I love dogs. I love dogs. I would assume. Get rid of Mia. Yeah, we've said that. We're trying. She's nearly 20. She's nearly 20. But
sorry, Mia.
I would think that dogs love to go for a walk.
They do.
Don't they love walking? Why would you push them in a pram?
Well, my Leonardo Avocado couldn't walk anymore.
Oh, well, get him one of those wheels thing. You know, they get the wheels.
Like, yeah, it's called a pram.
No, with the ones that can't walk, they put the wheels and then they roll along.
A wheelchair?
Yeah, it's like a wheelchair. Yeah, okay. Dogs, yeah. I've seen that, yeah.
All right, have you thought about a dog wheelchair, Gemma?
No, but this one was a French bulldog, so he had very little legs and would get puffed out.
He'd get puffed.
They do get
he's got to get
pugs
fit, Gemma.
Okay. Now, it gets worse, guys.
I've got little legs and I get puffed out.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Pet owners, of which, Evie, you are the most passionate pet owner we know, the purchases are ridiculous that you guys make sometimes.
Well, yeah, they shouldn't be, but they are.
Yes,
dogs are important.
Well, they're important to you. You've got a different car.
Your dog car.
But to be fair, my other car, my Volkswagen, is more important because I don't want them to dirty it. So I got them a little runaround, beat up, rent a bomb.
Well, still, it's $2,000's worth. Sam Jade was in the news for a $600 dog bowl,
which I thought was.
Well, as it turns out, the callers here, guys, this is unbelievable.
Joanne from Cranbourne. Good morning.
Good morning.
What have you brought for your pets or your dog?
A car seat.
A car seat.
Okay.
Custom made dog car seat. Okay. You can be elevated and see out the window.
And how much did that set you back?
Just over $2,000.
$2,000. Oh, my God. You know what I think this has taught all of us? We are in the wrong industry. We need to be in pet supplies.
Wouldn't you just get like a couple of yellow pages and say, sit on that, and they put their head out the window?
They wouldn't know the difference.
It's size, it's cushions, it's really comfortable, it's waterproof lining inside. So
it's got a seat warmer.
I don't know if we can beat that.
Apparently we can. In fact, this next one is extraordinary. I can't believe this isn't the last caller.
Sue from Thomastown, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well.
Good.
What have you brought your dogs?
We've brought a caravan for our dog because we just got sick of leaving it at home.
That's a wonderful idea, and I'd like to do that.
Well, hang on.
So you travel a bit, do you, Sue?
Well, we just started to. We're sort of semi-retired, so we just bob around in our caravan and take our beautiful dog with us.
Well, perfect.
How much is a caravan? That's a caravans aren't cheap.
No, 60 to 70.
Dollars?
Yes.
Or thousands. It's for you guys as well, isn't it? It's for you and your husband.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think that's well spent. That's good life.
Well, fair, but they wouldn't have spent 60,000 if not for the dogs. That's because of the dogs.
Well, they would have, but they just would have spent it on a holiday and not the dog.
Dog? Don't they have like dog, like pet places where you go and you have a little holiday?
Yeah, when you mostly have to take caravans. A lot of them won't let you in their cabins.
No, but like when you go away, you take them to like a farm and they get like treated and stuff. It's like a little.
But you miss them too much on your holidays. Oh. It makes your holiday bad when you miss your dogs.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like your children. They are our children. You need to understand this.
I'd love to leave my kids at home when I go on holidays. Kira from Cranbourne. Cranny. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. What have you brought
you? Not yet, but this Saturday, my little baby is celebrating her first birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, dog.
Oh, even that.
Oh, your dog.
Okay.
Yes. So we're holding it in Petstock at Pakenham, so a big shout out to them.
Mad shout out, Pakenham.
So they have a fabulous indoor-outdoor dog playground.
Okay. Yep.
So we're very excited. All of her friends that are coming are receiving personalised dog bowls with their names on it.
Oh, my. Are they $600 each?
No, not quite.
This is unbelievable. Evie, should a dog even have a birthday? It's probably a separate topic. I mean,
dogs do have birthdays because we all have birthdays. And yes, dogs
a dog's
have birthdays.
Birthday is all at once, like a horse? Or or do they, no, like seriously, or they.
No, they only come every 7 years because you know.
Oh, yeah, because a dog
seven
years.
7 human years, yeah. Okay. No, they have one every year. I actually have some rescue dogs that don't have birthdays because we don't know any of their history.
Well, that's.
So we make the birthday up.
It's normal. Who knows their dog's birthday? That's weird.
Most people do.
This one, guys. All right, warning.
I wouldn't mind going to a dog birthday party. It'd be good food.
You're invited.
Oh, don't come.
Have some treats.
Know, all the dog birthdays I've been to, that all the food that the dogs are given that made just for them, humans can eat as well.
Now, I'll ask you a question, Evie. So, you know how Kira said that all the friends are coming?
Yes.
Is that your friends or the dog's friends?
They will be her dog park friends. So the dogs will be the most important, and the people who own the dogs will be just
friends. Dogs don't know who their friends are.
They do. Okay. Oh, they do.
Oh, do they really?
A quick one.
Oh, they know exactly who each other is.
This one is possibly the worst, and we've had some shockers. We've had the $60,000 caravan, but Paris might beat everybody here in Emerald.
Yes. Good morning, Paris.
Paris?
Good morning.
What have you brought your dog?
What have you done?
Not myself, but being a pet groomer, I used to have a client who bought an entirely separate house just for her dog.
No. A pet groomer, you'd have seen so many things, but a whole house. What does the dog do?
Well, she used to have three dogs, and I used to pick them up and drop them off for her while she was at work during the day. And I used to have the key for the house next door to her actual house. And I used to drop the dogs off in their own house, and they had all their own furniture, and they had a cleaner and someone to come and feed them.
I need to move into that house. I can look after those dogs.
Is your name Kevin Hart from The Secret Life of Pets too? Because they've got their own houses.
Okay.
Yeah, no, seriously, they had their own house. It was like, I don't understand it, but
that's unbelievable.
To do it.
But it's brilliant. I love it. Yeah. And I want to move into that house. I was thinking when you said its own house, I thought a dog house. You know how you have dog houses?
Bev spent a bit of time there.
Well, I tried to buy a house on the weekend for myself. Not bloody dogs. 101.9 The Fox. I've come across a story, Evie, and I just can't believe it. I'm shocked. We're all taught as kids, not to put a knife in a toaster. Because it's really stupid.
Yeah.
Because you can get electrocuted. Whenever anything is plugged into the wall and the power's on, do not touch it.
What were the things in our dish sinks that you used to put food down and you'd see
The incinerator?
Don't put anything in there. Don't put your hands in there because what's going to happen? You're going to lose your hand.
Yes.
Now, a very smart woman, ABC's Emma Alberici.
Very good.
I love her.
Yes. Very, very, very smart woman.
A journo. I think she's hosted a lot of Late Line, a lot of 7:30 report.
Amazing.
Yeah. When you think of smart, you think of her.
I do.
Now, she's taken to Twitter this morning to thank you people because what she's done is, she's almost lost her fingers, Evie.
How? Oh, she's gone in the incinerator.
No, she stuck her fingers in a stick blender to wash it while it was still plugged in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's my worst fear. I have one of those stick blenders and I always think of that. Yeah. Oh,
what you
Emma.
Do? What you do is you turn it off and you take it out of the wall,
you
and then you clean it. You know,
that's
this
what...
as a kid, you've been taught it as a
we
as a
do.
Kid.
We do. Oh, Emma, I feel bad for her, and I want to know how the hell she tweeted that with no fingers.
That's a very good point. Now, she may have someone doing it for her.
People that are very smart, Byron, doing very dumb things.
And this is the fun, I reckon, guys, because I reckon radio shows in the past, I may have heard the phoner before. How have you hurt yourself stupidly? What we haven't heard is, call us if you're a really smart person who's hurt themselves stupidly. So it changes. I know it narrows the field in terms of who can call us on 13.
So we just want smart people.
Only smart people.
I was going to tell a story, but I'm not smart. So.
We want like doctors, lawyers, scientists, all of that kind of thing.
Well, no, if we assume Fev is street smart.
What about a footy player?
Hey.
Doctors,
Fev,
lawyers.
Evie, how about we give Fev the how about we give Fev the benefit of the doubt? Tell your story anyway on the assumption that you are a very smart man. Tell us about a dumb way you've hurt yourself.
I was trying to think of really dumb things that I've done, but most of them I was drunk, so I can't really talk about them. But, oh no, I think I was drunk when I did this.
You
so
were
a couple of years ago, might have been last year, I was sitting on the couch having a couple of bottles of red wine, watching the footy, as you do.
A couple?
Yeah, you have a couple. Yep.
A couple of glasses.
No,
a couple of bottles. Okay, okay.
But drink responsibly.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, please.
And I was really lazy and I couldn't be bothered sitting up, so I just rolled off my couch. I've got a very comfy couch. Byron's been on my couch.
I love it.
And I just rolled off because it's very close to the floor. And I've rolled off and I've just gone bang and I went, ow.
Oh, no.
And I've gone, oh, no, what is it? And I've.
Bottle up your bottom?
No, it was the. It was, oh, geez, God, geez, didn't go there. It was a red wine glass and it went straight into my leg.
Ooh.
And the amount of blood that poured out of my. I went to the hospital. Alex took me to the hospital. Had to get a needle, and I was pretty much crying. I was in all sorts of trouble, and it's really.
You should be
but
crying.
It was really dumb, like a really dumb thing. Like just sit up, mate, sit up. I rolled off, bang.
Okay, it was a dumb
blood.
Thing.
Four stitches later, couldn't walk.
Great. Now that would be perfect. So say a doctor or a lawyer called up with that story. That is exactly what we're looking for on the phones. Smart.
You've done some dumb things.
Smart people only. 13, 10, Evie? 60. Don't talk to Evie like that.
I don't do dumb things. But I'm also not very smart.
13, 10, 60, call us.
1019. The Fox.
How is this very smart journo, Fev, Emma Alberici from the ABC. What's she gone and done?
Yeah, Emma, one of the probably the smartest women in the country. Has done something really dumb, Evie. She's nearly lost her fingers. She stuck it in a blender, trying to wash it while it was still plugged in.
Okay. This is extraordinary. So what
just
we've done is we've twisted it around a bit. We've said, call us if you or someone you know who's very smart has hurt themselves in a dumb way. So this isn't just any old phone in with
you
your dumb injuries.
You have to be smart.
Yeah, so
you
let's
have to be smart.
Check
I'll
on
be
these.
Checking on each person to make sure they're smart.
Please do. We'll start with James in Nunawading.
Yeah, how are you going? My wonderful wife, who's very smart, who's an accountant.
She's an accountant. Okay, James, she is smart. Continue.
was making a pavlova and was doing the cream with a bar mix.
Oh, no, that's what Emma Alberici was using, a bar mix.
Oh, dear.
And she put her finger in and she slipped on the bench and the bar mix actually chopped the top of her finger and the blade stopped in the bone.
No.
Oh, I see.
So we went to the hospital with the bar mix attached and every single doctor...
Yeah.
Coming in, people are all coming from other wards to have a look at this chick with a bar mix attached to it.
A lot of bar mix mentions. It could happen with any product.
People will be like, how stupid. I need to see this from my own eyes.
Yes, everyone in the hospital.
Thank you. That is definitely someone smart doing hurting themselves in a dumb way.
Yep.
Sarah from Clyde North, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're very well. Now are you smart?
Quickly, Evie, check off.
Thank you. I've got a... It's about my super smart friend. She went and got a degree.
Hang on. What's her degree in?
Psychology.
Okay, she's smart. Go.
Yep. So she also likes to pursue singing in her spare time. She was in the car one day belting out some lyrics to Mariah Carey, obviously got to a really passionate part and closed her eyes.
No, what she's driving.
And she ran into the car in front of her. And the car off. Everybody was safe. Everybody was safe.
I'm glad.
Was hurt except their ego, but super smart, super silly thing.
How much
she's
better
never
is this?
Been able to sing that again.
Wow. How much better is this when there's smart people doing dumb stuff? This is
so
great.
So much better.
Okay, one more caller here. We've got Cassandra in the CBD, guys.
Morning, Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Good. Are you smart or you know someone who's smart?
No, I'm, well, this sounds a bit vain, but I'm the smart one.
Okay, no, well, we'll be the judges of your vanity. What do you do that makes you so smart?
I'm a solicitor and I specialise in bankruptcy and insolvency.
Wow.
Smart.
I didn't even know what insolvency is, so you're smart.
I've been through that. It's not fun.
Okay.
Jeez. Let's keep it
anyway,
light.
Anyway, Cassandra, what have you done that's dumb?
Well, I can't cook to save my life, so I toast my toasted cheese sandwiches in the microwave, and I left the foil on it, and I didn't realise that was a problem until I put it in the microwave with the foil, and the microwave exploded, and then I took it out of the microwave and I burnt my fingertips.
Oh,
really dumb.
Cassandra, have you ever heard of a toaster?
Yeah.
Oh, it's too hard.
No, she's just discovered
they're
a toaster.
They're amazing. Well, toasters are amazing.
Really stupid. Thank you for your call, Cassandra.
No worries, Cassandra.
Can I also, you know how I know a lot of useless trivia? Mm.
Yeah.
This is not so useless. You know you're not supposed to put metal in a microwave? Well, when I was in high school, we learnt you can put metal in a microwave as long as it's not touching other metal.
I wouldn't advise anyone to do that.
Don't do it at home. But I do it all the time.
My beautiful fiance, ex-wife, soon-to-be wife, Alex, just sent through a message. I took all the weights off one end of the bench press once and the bar flung up and knocked me out.
Alex the bowler is our winner. And she's Alex, smart too.
She's a smart woman.
Oh,
the Fox.
Smart Schnooksy. People. 1019,
The Fox. We covered off on science.
Science.
Woo! Now, we do like to talk science on this show.
Flatulence.
The topic was not one that Fief would have approved of, although it seems to be right in Evie's wheelhouse, which is interesting. It's the topic was breaking wind. Fev produced some scientific evidence around the potential benefits of breaking wind.
No, smelling.
Okay.
Smelling your partner's or anyone's farts.
Listen.
They reckon the sulfide? Is it the sulfide? Is that what it's called?
It's the hydrogen sulfide.
Yeah,
comes out your bum.
Yeah, that's the smelly gas. They reckon it's got some awesome stuff in it to make you live longer.
I don't think it's just your partner because Angie and I.
Would it be anyone?
It's anyone that you're in close vicinity.
No, thank you.
Go around sniffing bums.
All right, so that topic, that was at about 10 past six. So why it's back on the show at 23 past eight, I'll never know. And apologies to Dr. Carl, who has better things to do. His book, Vital Science, is in stores now. Dr. Carl, I'm sure, has other things on, Fev.
Morning, Doc.
Good morning, Dr. Fev, Dr. Byron, Dr. Evie.
Yes,
hi, Dr. Carl.
Morning.
I love you.
Love you too.
Now, smelling people's farts.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, is it true?
Is it true? Can
cure
cancer, arthritis, dementia?
Okay.
Look, you know that. Look, you're in the media. You know the basic rule. Is it true, or did you read it in the Daily Mail?
The Daily Mail.
Or in this case, did you read it in Australian Men's Health magazine?
Right.
And so it says it takes a lot for your relationship to survive after your girlfriend lets the puppy off its leash.
Oh.
Never heard that phrase before. In front of you. Might even scar you for life. Well, actually, having that degree of intimacy with another person, same or opposite gender, and you're with them in a long-term relationship actually increases your life expectancy, not drops it, but that's another issue.
Right.
So, of course, I went back to the original article, and the original article has a fantastically interesting title of The Synthesis and Functional Evaluation of a Mitochondria-Targeted Hydrogen Sulfide Donor, 10-oxo-10-4-4-3-3-thioxy-3-H-1-2-dithiol-5-Y-L-phenoxy-decycling, and that's it.
Can if you smell, just please answer the question. If I fart and my wife smells it, will she live longer?
There's no proof. It doesn't mention that once in that article.
Well, how come you said it?
What they said in the article was the following. There's a whole bunch of different parts of your body, and one of the things in your body are things called mitochondria, and these are guys that invaded our cells around 2.5 billion years ago when we had the great oxygenation crisis.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it was a bad time, mate.
Yeah, bad time.
Bad time. Okay, so in each of the cells of your body, you've got mitochondria, and in certain diseases, the mitochondria go bad and the hydrogen sulfide level drops. That's it.
Okay.
That was it.
That's it.
It
doesn't prove anything.
And somehow there's a link from, if in certain very rare diseases your hydrogen sulfide level goes down, therefore the obvious cure is that your partner should fart on you to make you live longer.
Well,
it's obvious. There's no other possible interpretation.
Hey, Doc, there's nothing like a Dutch oven to keep you living longer, my friend.
There we go. And that closes the book on our science segment. Thank you so much, Dr. Carl. I'm so sorry about that.
I'm very happy with that.
I'm going to come fart on Byron and see you.
Okay, Vital Science is in stores now.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Evie, you found something there in front of you.
I do. You know, I was just looking at Twitter and there was a tweet. It's a thread. It's gone off. Name an actor you will always see as the same character, no matter who they play. You know, the first one that I think of is Hugh Grant.
Oh, my God.
Bumble, bumble, bumble,
he is
bumble,
the same
bumble.
In everything.
He's
everything.
Well, this is Hugh Grant from Notting Hill, but this could be any Hugh Grant character in any Hugh Grant film. Here we go.
I live just over the street. I have water and soap. You can get cleaned up.
Thank you. I just need to get my car back.
I also have a phone. I'm confident that in 5 minutes we can have you spick and span and back on the street again. In the non-prostitute sense, obviously.
Bumble, bumble, bumble. Even when he played the Prime Minister, he bumbled his way throwing shade on the American president. Bumble, bumble.
I always see Liam Neeson, Neeson. As the guy who just always has a daughter in trouble or a wife in trouble.
Yeah.
No matter what role he plays, he's saving someone.
He's
and the same, what's Zach Galifianakis?
You know, Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Alan. Every I can't picture him in anything else. I just
from
every
the
time
hangover.
I just see him, I'm like, Alan, does a real Caesar live here?
With his pager.
I can't picture him in any other movie.
What about Daniel Radcliffe, otherwise known as
Harry Potter?
Expecto Patronum.
Yes.
Sylvester Stallone, I just think Rocky. Like I don't. Every time I see him in something else, I'm like,
oh yeah, he can't do anything.
Adrian,
even Rambo, he was still a boxer for
just
you.
Just still a boxer.
Okay.
Always a boxer.
What Tom about
Hanks?
Your favorite? Yeah, I was going to say Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
your favorite's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, yeah, he's always.
What do you see him always
Forrest
as?
Gump.
Oh, here we go.
Jenny.
We go.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Your mama sure does love your education, boy.
Okay. But I don't know, Evie, I could be wrong here, but he strikes me as a very versatile actor who's played a range of roles.
He played that. I love Airports. Is it Airports?
Yes. Airport. That was great. He played another airport kind of thing.
Castaway,
Sully. The pilot.
Yeah, big, always seen Forrest Gump.
Big.
He always pulls that.
So you'll see him as Sully, but you can't. He's Forrest Gump even when he's a
100%,
cartoon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even in a moustache.
The what?
A gump in a moustache.
What's Leonardo DiCaprio? He's in some very famous films, but I can't.
He'll always be Gilbert Grape.
Gilbert Grape, yes.
Imagine the gas tank, boom boom. Imagine the gas tank, boom boom.
Yeah, that's it. He can't.
Gilbert.
He can't brush that. Okay.
No, never will. But you know what? Can I say the absolute one? You won't even know this guy's name if I say his name. You only know his character. Does anybody know who Jamil White is?
No. Jamil White. Okay.
Byron, do you have a little audio there for me?
This might help people.
Did I do that?
Urkel.
Urkel. Steve Urkel. No one knows he's in things all the time.
Really?
I see him all the time. He's a proper adult now.
Actually, it does sound a bit like Feb's famous. So let's just compare the two. So here's Urkel.
Did I do that?
And then Feb's famous drop that we use a lot.
Uh-huh.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Something that, speaking of cash that drained you of cash, are kids. And I did see a beautiful post on your ex-wife Chrissy's Instagram yesterday. A shout out to you, Byron, for Happy Father's Day from little Zephyr.
Yeah, he's my son who's based in America. And so, it was Father's Day in America yesterday. And he did send a nice little message.
Hey, Dad. So it's Father's Day. Well, Happy Father's Day. I know it's a bit early there, so I hope you get this message when you wake up. You're the best dad. Thank you for being there for me when I need it.
Oh, he's just the best. I love Zephyr so much.
He's got the best voice. Yeah. I love him.
Yeah, he's a smart kid. Chrissy's brought him up really well.
Whoa.
Now, a few issues on this, because Mother's Day falls all around the world on the same day in May. Everyone's happy Mother's Day, but Father's Day, for some reason, is it all around the world apart from Australia? So we have ours in September.
Oh,
and Lulu come down, Evie, last night, because she's a YouTuber. She gets on YouTube,
this
loves
is
America.
She's 10 now, Lulu.
She's 9, turning 10 this year. She said, oh, my God, Dad, we didn't have a Father's Day store. I've missed it. I didn't know it was Father's Day. And I'm like,
well, when I just heard that, I thought, did I forget this? Have I not wished George a happy Father's Day?
George being your dad.
George being my dad.
Yeah, well, we thought the same thing. And also my daughter, my eldest daughter, Mia, who's 19, is away because Daniel Rioli, her boyfriend, plays for Richmond. They've got a break, so they have mid-season break. So they've gone up to Port Douglas. And Mia had seen Byron's Instagram, and what did Mia?
Well, she DM'd me freaking out going, what the hell is going on? Have I not wished Dad a happy Father's Day? I told her to relax and that it's only in America and the UK.
So we threw it out, 13, 10, 60. Why is Father's Day a different day to in Australia than the rest of the world?
And just Father's Day, yeah, not
weird.
Mother's Day.
Weird.
And Martina, we got the same Mother's Day?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we got the same Mother's Day. Yeah. Always falls in May. Mm-hmm. Martina from Werribee, do you have a theory on this?
One would be maybe, I think, a super metric system, like Pulp Fiction. Who knows? I don't know really what that means, except for mayonnaise and French fries.
Royale with cheese.
And the other is the season. So now, look at the weather today. Imagine Father's Day now. Mm. And it'd be better off in spring.
Okay, so
when
it's a
you
spring...
plant dates that fathers do.
It's an interesting theory. I mean, so it's to do with the seasons.
When's Mother's Day then?
May.
Mm. Well, that's not a great season.
No, it's not a great season. But Leon, you had a theory about Father's Day, about cards.
Oh, yeah. I just thought about this before, that potentially all the Father's Day cards from America and the UK this last weekend, they get shipped over to Australia and we buy them for September.
Oh, it's a Father's Day conspiracy theory.
So we're cheapskates here in Australia.
Wow, it's a hallmark.
But not with mothers. We're not cheapskates with mothers. fathers.
Fathers mean stuff all.
I think that's the lesson. Yeah. Did you have the actual answer though, Leon? Do you know why? Is it?
Yeah, apparently it's due to holiday fatigue, it's called, because there's too many events like Easter, Anzac Day, Queen's Birthday, Mother's Day. So they thought, let's just move it to later in the year.
We'll just bump the fathers off.
Jeez. Okay, holiday fatigue.
Well, happy Father's Day to everyone around the world apart from here.
Yeah, so it's September, guys. So keep that in your diary, by the way, Evie. Don't worry about George.
And just a little fun fact for you all. Mm-hmm. Father's Day often falls on my father's birthday, so that's fun.
Yeah, Mother's Day falls on my mum's birthday, which is easy. She gets two presents for the price of one.
That's what Dad gets, two socks every day.
Yeah. Oh, that's so generous.
Shopback saves you money on all your online shopping. Woolworths Online, Amazon, Maya, Sorted. Visit shopback.com.au.